Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Green has always been the real color of summer, and P&K's got all the green John Deere equipment you want. With a full line of tractors and implements, we'll build a package that fits you, like our 1023E package with a D120 loader, 4-foot rotary cutter, 4-foot box blade, and an 18-foot trailer, all for just $16,499. So hurry into P&K to get some green from the guys who've been leading the industry since 1837. Find out more at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 7/31/14, subject to credit influence the John Deere Frontier brand and other restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle, all told, on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. Tom, let's look at our livestock futures as they closed yesterday. And feeder cattle futures ended with a pretty nice day yesterday.
Yes, they did. We saw the entire cattle complex yesterday, Dave, see upside. And the feeder cattle, the best upside with triple-digit gains. We saw lower grain and soybean futures and the steady to higher cash trade last week in the feed yards helped support the cattle futures yesterday. We also saw choice boxed beef up $2.07 yesterday. Select boxes up $1.43. Movement of 118 loads total. The daily cattle slaughter was at 115,000 head. And one thing that was a little bit on the negative side, we saw yesterday afternoon's cash feeder cattle index down $3.60. And the day before that, I should say, back on Thursday, we saw it down $2.01. So we've seen two out of the last 3 days a big downside in that cash feeder index, but it's not really slowing down the feeder cattle yesterday or even in the overnight trade. Might add that the hog market yesterday was mostly lower. August lean hogs had their lowest trade since the second day of June. At the moment, August live cattle, 65 cents higher. August feeder cattle up $1.30, trading above the $214 mark. And August lean hogs, 10 cents lower this morning.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they closed yesterday, the grains continue to struggle here. What's going on there?
Exactly right. Monday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans suffered more lower trading closes with new contract lows being made in the corn and the Chicago wheat contracts. Now, after the close, we saw the crop progress report come out. No big surprises there. The good to excellent rating of the corn crop at 76%, unchanged from last week. The soybean crop actually improved by a point to 73%. The corn in the silking stage is at 56%. The soybeans blooming are at 60%. And the winter wheat harvest is now 75% complete nationwide. So overall, we continue to have very good looking fall crops. They're progressing along at a good pace. None of this is price positive for our corn and soybean futures. Now, the trading overnight has been mixed and currently is holding on a positive note, mainly on technical buying. September KC wheat up 3 3/4 this morning. December corn up 0.75. November soybeans trading 2 cents higher. December cotton is up 76 points. The September crude oil, 26 cents higher. And we're looking at September dollar index, 21 cents higher this morning, with September Dow Jones futures up 46 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefter, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.